This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Now, two upcoming primaries that could shake up state elections. First, Indiana. Tomorrow is a day of reckoning for longtime Republican Senator Dick Lugar. He's running for a seventh term, but a recent poll shows he's in trouble. Senator Lugar is lagging behind another Republican, State Treasurer Richard Murdoch, who is backed by the Tea Party. NPR's Tamara Keith reports from Indiana.
It's get out the vote time in Indiana. Volunteers for Richard Murdoch, like Omar Schaffstall, spent Sunday going door to door dropping off campaign flyers at Republican households.
We counted up. We gave out over 400 flyers in just this manner this morning.
And now in 80-plus degree heat in the afternoon, they're at it again. Across town at the Lugar campaign headquarters in the Broad Ripple neighborhood of Indianapolis, volunteers are working the phones.
All right, thank you so much.
Have
a great day.
You're on Tuesday, baby.
Bye.
Please visit his website.
Every time someone says they're supporting Lugar, the volunteers ring a bell. Just since Friday, they've made more than 100,000 calls, though certainly not all of them are ending in a ding. For the campaign, the hope is to reverse gains made by two-term state treasurer Richard Murdoch to capture undecided voters and even Democrats and independents who can vote in the primary. Andy Fisher is a campaign spokesman.
Converting people who had been Murdoch supporters to Lugar supporters. We're also identifying people who've not voted in primaries before that are coming in.
It's impossible to know whether the strategy is working or will make a difference. Murdoch has been greatly aided by big spending from outside groups, including Club for Growth, the NRA, and Freedom Works. His message? Lugar is too moderate, that he's out of touch with Hoosiers, and has simply been in Washington too long. This was brought into sharp relief in March when Lugar temporarily had his voter registration revoked because he hasn't actually lived in Indiana since the 1970s. He ultimately cleared it up and re-registered from his family's farm. But talking to voters, it seems the damage was done.
Lugar has been in too long, and how dare he do what he's been doing.
Di Mayer is angry that Senator Lugar moved to a Washington, D.C. suburb after getting elected. And that's what's driving her vote. Though she says she likes some of Murdoch's ideas, too.
And he lives here. That is very important, and I know he will be back here.
Bill and Emily Ward live in Carmel and have voted for Lugar many times before, but not this time.
We have long appreciated Senator Lugar, but I think we both are very tired of career politicians. Our country was founded based on citizen government.
His wife, Emily, also says she worries about Lugar's age.
He's gotten in, as now that he's 80, very mellow. And it's only going to get more mellow in the next 6 years.
Lugar has long been known as a moderate Republican, an increasingly rare breed in today's Congress. That's one of the things Lebanon resident Jim Lucas likes about him.
He's a statesman, and he's been there the longest. I'm bumfuzzled by all the people that think that we ought to put in new people every election.
He points to the fact that if Republicans were to win back the Senate, Lugar would be in line to chair the Foreign Relations Committee. Republican control of the Senate is weighing on Mary Kemper as she prepares to vote. She thinks it's probably time for Senator Lugar to retire, but she's planning to vote for him anyway.
My main concern is I want a candidate that I feel can beat the Democrat.
And she's worried Richard Murdoch may have a hard time beating Democratic Congressman Joe Donnelly in the general election. This is an idea the Lugar campaign has pushed in recent days. Brian Howey, publisher of the nonpartisan Howey Political Report, says Indiana Democrats may well be getting the Republican nominee they wanted.
And I've had sources in the Democratic Party tell me that a great deal of their fall campaign strategy was predicated on Lugar being upset.
Murdoch insists that if he wins tomorrow, he'll instantly have the support of the GOP establishment and all those outside groups who spent so big to back him in the primary. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Indianapolis, Indiana.